The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power door. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here. Temptation Island time. I got some issues here with what this cast is, but we'll get into it. First,
bunch
I
of little
wanted
kids.
To talk to you about
little babies.
The fact that you went to this trampoline park and I saw a video of you, the mother of three, recklessly taking your life into your hands, trying to run up
this wall. I did make it up. Munch can vouch for me. I did make it. Eventually, yeah, I'm the second
also
one, but
almost
I almost bashed my head
yourself. Like, Justine was, we got to post this video
in the warp wall.
Escape to Reality podcast. She's trying to go up one of the walls like she's an American ninja and like made it halfway up and then came flying back down. And for some reason,
I hurt myself even more in the other one. I know. I can't be the only one.
A metal stairwell right where you would
smack your head and die and crack your head open. I know. And you sign your life away. You don't get anything. They would be left motherless and broke.
Yeah, you were a second away from death.
With
a
crack,
think your decision.
Thank God I have been trained to put your hands in front of your face or whatever. My kids, they would die on the other hand. God. I know that is
insane.
I know. I think I'm 16. I mean, the bones underneath my boobs hurt. I was like, God, what's going on here?
Same.
Tyler was sore. He broke his toe. But we go to the trampoline park. We go there all the time. But this day really beat us the fuck up. I got to see if it's a lot of fun, though, for kids. When you come to San Diego, we're taking you. And it is a blast. It makes
I've been to one.
Oh, you have. Oh, you have. OK, because there must be some badass ones in Vegas. Because the places
Vegas,
are
but...
made for Vegas. I live around up in more of the country area of San Diego. So there's a ton of them because there's more space for them. But you don't think they're fun?
I just think it's an injury waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah. But I think anything, I mean, swimming to me is scarier. I'd rather it's less stressful to me. It can get expensive for them is all I would complain about. But it is fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's my own fault.
I'm glad you survived.
Three bloody children, as Mr. Sheffield would say. My other thing I wanted to bring up is they're cranking out Selling Sunset in April, which is nice. That'll be fun. I'm excited for that season with Chrishell. And Sex in the City, what is it called? I was going to say Love After Lockup. And Just Like That, season two. What are they going to do for season two? Do you think it's any
good?
The
same, I guess.
Does Samantha come back?
It sounds like no. From the Sarah Jessica Parker interviews, it seems like it's not an option at all.
Well, here we go.
We'll see. All right. Let's get into Temptation Island. I guess this is my general issue. I think that the sweet spot for this show is you have to be at least 28. To like 32 for both the couples and the singles, because you want to have somebody, especially for the women, you want a woman who's like,
you want real delusion, desperate for the sperm.
And also panicky, right? You want the singles that are like, I'm very close.
Time's
to
up.
Having everybody's starting to get married. We really got it. Yes. Like you don't need, and those people will be thotty too.
You're getting IVF.
You don't have to be
emails. Yeah.
Right. They don't have to be 23. I think this is a bad,
more of an adult show.
It's a bad way to turn this show. We have Are You the One? We have all that bullshit on TV. Like, I think Temptation Island has got to watch it with the young people because
they're yearning for Instagram followers.
That's yeah. what it feels like. And like,
there needs to be stakes, something on the line, real problems. Luke,
the, yeah. Oh, the chick Luke's talking I hate him. To, she's 20. She's 23.
Too young.
It's not, it ruins the intention of
Juicy.
The
show, what's her name? I had a whole thing up. The girl's like, we need a guide of everybody. I'm like, yeah, I have it up right now from the website. I don't know anybody's fucking name. I am learning them, but Lachelle's, I wanted to say it right. Lachelle's and Ashley are the most ones that will, they're going to be the stars of the show, I think, right? Because they have the most, they're the most committed, 7 years old, the oldest. The other two seem like they live in a river. They live in a van down by the river. Hanya yeah. and Ash.
Well, here's the red. Okay,
she's going to go fuck everybody. She doesn't. I mean, she's emotionally a wreck, but she's got her. She's just going to blow it, I think, and then be crying hysterical.
I think that they will be good because they both said, we're sexual people. It's yes. gonna be hard for me.
That's
to
the key word.
Touch someone physically. It's like, oh, so they're both gonna wild out, but like, and the emotion, I think they're gonna be good because she's an emotional wreck. She's crying episode one hysterically. Episode two, she's making the connection with the little weirdo. They're making out in the pillow wall.
I thought that was hilarious. We thought that she was gonna be a mental case, but she's already, I mean, you might as well have sex if you're laying in a bed with a pillow wall. I mean, come on. And I what like it said, when he touches me or
no, she said, she said, I enjoy making contact with Taylor.
She gets prettier as time goes on. Her outfits are a little nutty. And so it kind of, she's distracting to look at, but her face in confessionals, she's very pretty.
Very nutty. She reminds me of somebody that would have been on America's Next Top Model, but like the kind of alternative person where they're like, is she a model? And then she would like win the whole
and then
thing.
They'd shave her head and kind she's of like to me yeah then she'd rip apart the whole house and rip the mailbox out and chuck it down the river chuck it down the river down the street. And Edgar Edgar, what's her face? God, I gotta get their names right. I wrote them all down. Jillian is like, she's Edgar. Good for TV. She's very pretty. And but Edgar's like a little boy. Looks like he
seems like a 30-year-old in a 21-year-old's like body. And he seems like he has the emotional baggage of like a 50-year-old man. Like, I don't know. There's something very like, he's so emotionally heavy. You like,
they're not on the same
the
page.
Air. He's crying at everything. No.
And maybe in this stupid promise ring, a promise ring is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Jonas Brothers, they had a promise ring and they were screwing everything that walked.
There is a promise ring is dumb for many reasons. It says nothing, but it pretends to say everything, right? And it can also be a vehicle for people to just drag their feet for 15 years. You know what I mean? Like, I gave you a promise ring. We're never going to get married, but you have this promise ring. It's like, what does that mean? It's totally
the dumbest thing ever.
And at 21, what did she said? Oh, she said something where she was like, you know, there may be somebody besides Edgar who would be a good fit for me. It's like, no shit.
You think?
Like, you're 21. You haven't even tipped your toe into the pond. Really?
You're too young to be on this show. And
far too young.
Also, it shows to me that these people, they act like they're so in love, but then they're one day away making connections and blah, blah, blah. It just shows how you can move on from life, that you should never be in a relationship that is not simple, that is not easy.
100%.
Yeah, you can go to couples counseling, but this is a controversial opinion. I believe if you don't have children or you in your, why are you at couples counseling? It can be easy with someone. If it's not easy, then it should, you shouldn't be together. You don't need to be at fucking counseling.
I agree. I think this show is so demonstrative of the fact that like you can just find the next one. This one doesn't have to be the one. You just move right on, especially when you're young and no children. To your point, what are we fighting for? For what?
What's the point? Why am I spending $150 to $200 for some batshit crazy therapist to tell me I'm a piece of garbage? I don't know. It's the dumbest thing. I have a problem. I like the host because of all the positive things, but I would like some humor. I hate how he acts like he's at the end, he bothers me with how serious he gets with these idiots.
It was like,
it drives me nuts. Like
this one was particularly funny when the guy was like crying and he was like, "You're not saying anything, but you're saying it all." Or said something like that, where it was like, okay, he's really trying to provide how, the context, you know?
Oh yeah. Well, because she's got a, I would be zoned out. I'd be like, what happened on the video? Like crying over her not talking about wanting to wear some stupid promise ring. He looks so young. Edgar just looks so little. He looks like he's in the fifth grade and I see him at my kid's school pickup. I mean, he's so little looking. He should be playing the lead character of West Side Story on Broadway. He's got such little hips and he looks like he could dance, or he should be leading the Gap commercials in like the year 2000 and dancing from stage to stage in those bright colored jeans.
Yes. You're right. That's what he looks like. He looks like he belongs in like Mickey Mouse Club. It's that with like Justin Timberlake. Can't you see it? Can't you see him in a puka shell necklace and like JTT next to him? It's that vibe.
Justin Timberlake.
They are. Yeah. It just feels like, and I don't know this, I don't follow the casting producers. It just feels like we went from kind of like a top tier casting sense of like really
they fucked
casting
up
to just like a little bit more low budget, where it just feels like it belongs on a different network. I don't know.
It feels like it belongs on MTV.
Mm-hmm. It does. I mean, also have to talk about this. The chocolate and whipped cream party.
Oh, that's disgusting.
In a time of COVID, mind you, we're licking and,
I'm never going to lick that off. She put it in his armpit. You're going to lick someone's armpit? You're disgusting.
Disgusting.
You're a pig. I've never been like, hey, Tyler, let me blindfold you and load you up with chocolate so I can lick it off. I'd rather puke, get one of his hairs in my mouth. Same. I just think of Larry David. He can't get that pubic hair out of his throat. It's disgusting. Ugh.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And that girl humping him. It's just so dumb. That's not what we want to watch. Terrible. It's better when it's just one-on-one and we hear how dumb they all are and just watching them make out. It's just exhilarating to see somebody that has a relationship just make out with someone else within 24 hours, 48 hours.
It's crazy.
I really enjoy the picking of the spouses or the picking of the dates in front of the other people. I like that they do that. So dumb.
That's fun. So fun. I liked was it Ashley when he picked the girl he was going on the date? She's like, oh, okay, my twin with the weave. I see what he's into. I see it. It was hilarious.
Ashley's pretty. Lachelle's is gonna regret dealing with this. Yeah, and what's her face? I wrote it down. It's an interesting name. Trace, that's the girl. She's already starting the whole, well, why are you flirting with everyone and why are you talking to other girls and leading other girls on? It's like he has a freaking girlfriend. You're on this show. He's already doing wrong.
Right. There's
so dumb the way that it happens every season.
Yeah, there's always somebody who tries to stake their claim too fast. There's also always somebody like the Iris where it's like she came on to see if her man would be faithful, but she finds herself. Like, that's a narrative they love to do on this show.
Yeah.
And I think she's going to be like the Ashley Casey of this season, like that kind of vibe.
And Luke, it's the same shit. He hates her.
And when Luke, he was like, I feel so good when I get credit for things I do. It's like, you're such a basic man.
Life is so hard. Give me
so
a break
for a white man in America.
I just can't look at him. I can't stand him. He looks like Macaulay Culkin.
Any of these
flash forward 30 years. I can't stand him.
Do you find any of these people attractive?
No, maybe Lachelle's will grow on me, or
if he didn't talk,
Tanya, if he cut his hair. Voice. Yeah, there is something very kind of pathetic about his voice, the way he acts. Like, yes. Oh, when Trace is like, why, what are you going to do about this? He should be like, well, I'm here on a show to meet other people. Instead, he's like, well, what do you want me to do? Man up.
Yeah.
It's just so dumb. Well,
I don't know. These
people are going on this show to, it'll heat up, I hope, but.
It'll heat up. I think what I always find fascinating is the difference in the first night between the women's house and the men's house. Like, the women are like, let's do shots and have deep conversations. And the men are like, let's grind on each other and twerk. And like, in night one, they're always, it's always just way more sexual. It's like this with The Bachelor too and The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
It's like the women all have to appear to be hoes to get the men's attention, and they do it well.
It's just, we'll see what happens. They're all just kind of dorky. And I do think people need to be older. Even 35 would be great. It needs to be at great. A point in life where there it's a real yes, mid a, turning yes. point where yes, the stakes are high.
This, exactly. The stakes are every, you've been to every wedding for your first round of marriages for your friends.
Yeah.
You're waiting for the second. People are starting to have kids. You're starting to feel the pressure. That's what we need. We need that.
And cast. Jillian,
that's when it's great.
Jillian can break up with this little dweeb and she can go to a bar and find anybody. We need you to be able to break 100%. Up. Your friends are busy at home healing their C-sections and you can't just go out to any club. You're stuck at home. Exactly. Then you got to go online dating. You got to meet for coffee and life sucks.
Yes. That's a show we all deserve.
Dating in your early 20s is so different when all your friends are doing the same thing.
And the damage isn't done, right? You haven't been a victim of a bunch of fucked up relationships.
Yeah.
You haven't gone through a bunch of frogs. You're still optimistic about the world. You know, that's when dating's fun. But we want to see it when it's not fun.
And let's pick some men that have a body. Luke looks like a little girl. He's so frail and small and childlike. And Edgar.
No, that's not Luke. That's Edgar.
Oh, you no, think Luke to me too like is little. Oh, yes. Oh, okay. He's not a man to me. He would jump up on the stairs like Charlotte's boy or the chair, like Charlotte's boyfriend with the mouse. I don't like Luke. I don't like his face. Iris is bugging me too. The only people I like Ashley. She wants to punch her date. Why would she pick that guy? It looks like the guy who's in love with Ty on Clueless. That skateboarder kid, well, you know, with
what
the
I
hair
was what was funny. It was when she was like, I mean, maybe like that first night, like maybe he was faking. And I wanted to be like, you guys were probably both wasted. And so you had like a way deep conversation and thought like it was all great. And then the next day you're like, oh wait, what is this? Who's this person?
She's too good to be there.
It's crazy.
And I don't know how they ended up there.
The only ones to me that are like a warranted couple, I guess, like LaSalle and Ashley and Ash and Hanya seem like they're old enough to be in it. The other two are kind of a joke to me.
But Ash and Hanya, you can be in a long distance relationship, but you are already used to not seeing each other. So if you break up, it just can't hurt as much if you're used to not seeing someone. Because it could just go off in the distance. Half the hard time about breakup is routine. You're eating together. Oh, we used to eat together. Well, Ash is used to having pillow fights and forts with random men all the time and doesn't tell Hanya. They'll make the show interesting.
I think so. I think
is going to suck a lot of D. I was going to say suck a lot of puss. Mm-hmm. She's interesting. Hanya's interesting too.
I think those two and will be good to watch. And I think the breakdown of Jillian and the mental breakdown of whatever his name is, Edgar Peter Pan, will be great.
If I saw my sons on TV crying like that, I'd be like, get a life, break up, move on.
We're too young.
I know a little
far too young for this behavior.
Geneva knows someone that you can go on a date with. Okay. That's what I'll say to him.
Yeah, I got you.
Dump that little bitch. Them. Dump Jillian.
I meant to tell you, I tried to watch the Bad Vegan thing.
Oh, I've heard about Netflix. That. I can't figure out what it is.
I don't know. I watched 3 episodes. I couldn't tell you what it was. It was very, I just couldn't.
Is it serious comedy? What is it? Is it about
a documentary about? Essentially, it's like Tinder swindler by another name. He essentially comes in, manipulates her, and then she's like wiring him hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Isn't it really, really weird how Hollywood is making all these similar things that become kind of a trend, but it's not like they can all just make it that quick. So they've already been in production.
They're all in development. Are they all? Yes.
Is it like
I was thinking this about
how does that work? How does that happen?
Because the IP is like going around at the same time. So like whoever wrote the WeWork book or whatever it's based on, or the podcast, then they're selling the rights to it. People are bidding on it and everything's going into development at once. And it's like a race. Everything seems the same right now. You have the Uber thing.
But at point in time.
And right.
They got the Tinder swindler, the girl with Amanda Seyfried on on Hulu. That's supposed to be good. Then you got the Shonda Rhimes show. Then you got the bad vegan. Like, how can they all these at this time? There's one with Anne Hathaway and some guy that looks interesting to me. See, Anne Hathaway gets a butt in the seat for me. Why is that? I'll watch something with stupid Anne Hathaway. Will you?
I watched Devil Wears Prada on the plane the other day.
Oh, it's great. It is such a classic.
Great movie. No, I like her. Yeah. I don't know how that happens, but it does seem like everything
is very weird.
The same vibe. I really think that's what it is like the stuff is circulating at the same time and people are trying to rush to get theirs out first. And
I mean, how can it all be the same type of thing, though? It's really weird.
No, it's the trend right now. It's like the true life. We're going heavy into like the based on true events kind of thing. I tried to watch the Amanda Seyfried thing, but I don't know, didn't hold me because I've listened to the podcast. I watched the show, the documentary. I've taken on too much content on that particular.
I don't know why I'm not interested in watching people scam people.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are. Right now I'm on a Shark Tank kick. So that's what I'm watching at night to make me happy. Okay. It's very happy. Okay. Mr. Wonderful.
Good for you.
I called it at the beginning. Everyone thought he was terrible. He's a hot piece of ass. I'm talking myself with Tyler and Mark Cuban of which one I'd pick, you know. I love him. Do you think Mark Cuban's a nice guy? Do you ever watch the Shark Tank?
I've watched it here and there. I don't think he's a terrible person.
I go through kicks with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Interesting.
It's funny the little shows that pull you in.
I try not to watch things that are depressing. Life is so depressing as it is. It's crazy that people watch killings and all that, and it's got to affect people.
Yeah.
But
oh God. All right.
Yeah, no Superstore. We got to get Geneva on an episode of Superstore. But I don't want to overtalk it. It has to happen. You know, we'll
naturally.
See. Yeah.
Okay. I'll do it for you.
We'll see what happens with this show.
Yeah.
I'd like to see like a Mario Lopez host it or this radio show host Michelle Collins, maybe get a chick in there or a couple hosts would be good. I don't mind Mark Wahlberg. Is that his name? Mark Wahlberg? Mark Wahlberg?
Yep.
Yep. But maybe bring his wife in with it. I don't know. He's very.
Yeah, that could be fun. I'm a Mark fan. I think it adds to the comedy of the show. Like,
I wish
he
would
like,
kind of roast them instead of try to therapize them.
Right. Yeah. I think that's,
I wish
that's
be like,
part of
stop
it.
Stop being a little bitch.
But I guess like what changed my mind is like when we did the interviews with the cast and people were
they say
like,
he's a nice guy. Yeah.
If I had a flat tire, I'd call Mark. Like, I do feel like
that's
he cares
weird.
About these people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not right, my guys, dad, not my spouse. I'd pick Mark. Was Mark fingering you in the closet? You they feel that connected? Okay. Great episode of Summer House. Nice. We have some fun hosts joining us for Bravo. We got a lot going on, everybody. Bridgerton starts Friday too.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Time to get classy, people.
Classy and trashy. We'll be back.